And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way in the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. And that Let's Talk Hookup, Matt, man, first hour flew by. So much great info with Captain Allen here. Tips, techniques, fishing, boats, the whole nine, man. We're having a great day, and Captain Al's always been so good about sharing it with you.
Right, I mean, from bonefish, lean cod to bluefin, and somebody's getting $100 off of a trip with Captain Clowers, and that could be a San Diego Bay trip, a half day in the kelp, fishing three-quarter day at the islands, offshore, whatever you want to put the $100 toward. And if you want to join us and have your chance at winning that, a telephone number, there is an open line for you right now at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app, and grandson Benjamin's going to flip the coin at the end of the trip. Right, Benjamin? Good morning to you.
Well, there it is. Stoked to have you, bro. Yeah. Thanks for coming in. And, you know, we were asking Benjamin earlier, like, you know, if he likes doing the saltwater thing with Captain Al, or if he likes doing the freshwater thing. You're saying freshwater is a little bit more your bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, I got you.
Freshwater,
you like
I like it.
Bass fishing, trout fishing, catfish, what's your favorite when you're fishing?
Pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with anything.
Yeah.
I just want to catch fish.
As long as they're biting, that's what you like.
Yeah, man. Bass fishing. You know, I started taking...
You and I are going to get along good, man. That's my favorite. My favorite, too. Whatever's dumb and hungry.
Yeah.
I started taking him on our trips when he was at four years old, so he's probably been on 100 charters.
That's so awesome. Cool.
And he does love that offshore fishing, too.
Okay.
Him and all his brothers.
Yeah. You like the big boat?
Yeah,
that boat's pretty sweet, isn't it? Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, the phone lines are packed up again. If you want to get your chance to get through, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Or, again, keep those texts coming. Just like Rory here from Lakeside, he says, good morning, guys. I heard Captain Al say that he caught limits of ling cod. I really want to get lings figured out this year. What's the best rig to be using to target ling cod? And just for fun, what setup do you use for bottom fishing? Again, that's Rory in Lakeside.
I mean, basically, we just use a dropper loop, you know, or a rock cod rig, because a lot of times we're fishing both in the same spot. Mm-hmm. But I have a ling cod spot somewhere down south, but that always bites.
Is catching lings more about the area that you're fishing them in, or more about the bait that you're fishing with?
More about the area.
Okay.
I mean, you got to find them, you know. They're going to eat, mm-hmm. you know, they eat those fancy jigs on those new rods, I guess. I don't really do it, but those new noodly jig rods.
Yeah,
you know?
Like a slow pitch jigging
slow
type
pitch
thing.
Slow pitch jigging type stuff. They'll eat everything. The main thing, I believe, is, and I've always been like this, is finding the fishes.
Yeah.
75% of the piece of pie.
Sure. And what is it you're looking for when you're trying to find a ling spot versus your general rock cod fishing?
Pretty shallow water, you know. Well, not real shallow, but like anywhere from 100 to 200.
Okay.
You know, I've been fishing them 150 feet on rocks, mm-hmm. you know, rocky stones.
Okay.
Points.
Real
nasty point.
Real nasty type bottom,
pretty
real
nasty.
Pinnacly, craggy kind of stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
We're so fortunate. I mean, with the rockfish, ling cod closures, you know, January, February, March, man, we can just...
Yeah.
Go right over the water.
I see our Mexican friends.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm all about it.
15 miles, we're legal as could be.
I know. We're so fortunate.
Right.
And that's but you do bring up a great point. You know, I mean, there's the closures were a little, you know, a little earlier this year and going a little later. And if, you know, somebody from Orange County or Los Angeles really wants to go and put some great fillets in the freezer, man, come down and do a three-quarter day charter with
you. Absolutely,
get six. That's the thing. Your trips, too, are... So reasonably priced, especially for the platform that you have. I mean, that Riviera is beautiful and can easily hold six buds, you know, very, very comfortably. I mean, you get the cost of a charter, split it among six guys. You're not paying any more than you would for a traditional trip. I mean, and certainly not by a big percentage. And it's just you and your buddies on a beautiful boat, like
and all the gear's included, all the fishing rods, everything's set up. You know, you basically just show up with a license or whatever you want to eat and drink.
I like it, man.
Sounds
you got
pretty
water
cool.
Go load up some reds. beds and some lings and
right.
fill the freezer and pick a nice day.
Right. And normally the islands, I mean, there's out of the 50 waypoints I have down there, one of them's going to bite.
I like
you know,
it.
And no matter what time of year. But lately it's been good. But to get back to the leafcod question.
Yeah, Rory's question.
Bait-wise, sardine, you know, they mm-hmm. like big baits, you know. They're meat hunters. So a sardine or a big mackerel.
Okay.
You know?
I like that. That, I'm with you. I think if you're, again, Rory, it's just like that big halibut thing. Like if you're not talking, you know, you want to spend your day filling the sack and getting a bunch of bites, and your goal is to go catch a big one, man, spend the time to either jig up some mackerel, spend the time to fish them the same way we do up in Alaska. You know, we've done that a bunch, fishing, you know, lingcod spots down here. My favorite thing, it has nothing to do with Corey sitting here, but Corey makes that 8-inch slug that was designed for calico bass fishing, but that thing on a lead head just pounding around on the bottom and continuously, I mean, those things are aggressive and they're territorial, and man, if you keep that thing in their face, they destroy it. And if you,
they can't handle it.
Yeah, if you fish them the same way you do up north, boy, it bites just the same right down here in Point Loma. I mean,
you're getting me all fired up, man. So that technique, I, seriously, like with Captain Clouds, when you put down a sardine that's just darting everywhere and wants to get off that hook and just going crazy, as soon as it hits the bottom, it's a lingcod, just bam, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because it's so erratic.
Right.
Just mimic that with the slug. Mm-hmm. Get it to the bottom.
Shake it all around.
Yes, make it almost uncatchable for them. Yeah. And
you freak out.
They do.
Yeah.
Period. Done. End
I
of
might
the story.
Have to come and get some of them.
Yeah. I should have brought you some.
Yeah, I like it. That's it.
Next time.
And the other thing, too, that you know we don't talk about is that 8-inch slug is... It's tough. Like it's dense.
Super durable.
Yeah, you get a lot of bites out of it. You know, some plastics out there, man, fish sniffs it the wrong way and it goes away. Like you're getting some fish out of the thing, and honestly, like with that 8-inch, or even if you do tear it, man, you cut the first half inch of it off and thread really that thing right back on, and it's just ready to go again, man.
And it's still 7-inch.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying. It's a good longevity one. But that's my favorite little thing to drop on there, Rory. Well, best of luck, and we hope you find some big lings. Let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Doug, our friend from Montebello? Good morning, Doug.
What's up, Doug?
Yeah, hi. I was wondering about how you guys set up with your wind versus the current on a boat.
No.
That's a good question. You know, we hope for the current and the wind to be blowing the same way, you know, is optimal, you know.
Not always a deal like in San Diego Bay either,
right?
You know?
Right. The current, the tide and the wind in San Diego Bay is really, it could be challenging in the afternoon, you know.
San Diego Bay is particularly challenging because different parts of the bay point in different directions. You know, the mouth of the bay is pointing one way, and the mid-channel's pointing another, and then the back bay's pointing. I mean, they're all, you know, they all lay in different directions with the wind, so it can help or hinder you depending on what you're trying to do.
It could be complete opposite each other.
Totally.
And be a pain, but what a lot of guys do, I don't know if you do it, Captain Clowers, but a lot of them use parachutes.
Right, you mean the drift anchor?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I use those in the afternoon.
You almost have to sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, the worst conditions are having a westerly wind and an outgoing.
And an outgoing.
About a 6-footer. So,
yes.
I mean, you just be sitting there. You just got to try to move the boat with the motor or pull right up on top of the
I mean, that could be 4 knots of current going one way and just 10 miles an hour of wind the other would complete opposite.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other thing that always frustrates me, we like using the chutes because in addition to aid you in, you know, being pulled with the current or fighting the wind, is it can, you know, it can change your boat position. And, you know, with the Riviera, you got less to worry about. You got that giant cockpit and it's easy to fish with. But us on the center console, you know, it allowed you to hold the boat sideways. So you're fishing out of, you know, 25 feet of railing instead of the
feet.
The 8 feet across the back kind of thing.
Right,
so,
right.
But again, with that same frustration, you get one drift all figured out perfect, and then you go to fish another spot. Well, now the bay's pointed east to west instead of north to south, and you gotta figure it all out again. Different points of attachment.
All the challenges.
Yeah,
that's what makes it fun, right?
That's it. Good call, Doug. Appreciate that. How about another Texas? Good morning, guys. I love the perspective that Captain Al brings to fishing San Diego Bay. Other than live bait, what is your your go-to rig for catching spotties, not sand bass? And what's your favorite tight exchange? And do you have any tips on fishing Mission Bay? All that's from Corey in Escondido.
Oh, good question.
No tips on Mission Bay. I don't I don't charter over there or really fish over there much. But San Diego Bay, I guess the question was best baits. Obviously, yeah. A 3-inch MC swim bait
there you go.
Is a really good choice. But personally, the last 7-8 years to get the most bites is the half ounce of leadhead. I fish it on a spinning rod for the clients. It's 15-pound braid and 10 to 20-pound top shot. The sand bass, I had to go up to 20-pound last year. They were smoking us. Yeah, so the Berkeley Gulf in natural color. There's a couple other colors, the new penny and stuff like that. I know there is the hookup baits. I haven't...
A tube style bait.
There's a bunch of different brands now, but a tube style bait works really good too. I haven't used them because you know, it's like anything. If it's working, why try to fix it?
If they're not broke, don't fix it.
And I like the Gulp because I mean they get bit in the rod holder, and it's, you know. But the only thing about the Gulp is, when I'm fishing deep, meaning in the channel or on the channel edge. 40 feet, 40-ish, 35 to 45 feet, the Gulp works really good. It doesn't work that good in the shallow water unless you use the little mullet with the little tail on it. So that's when I'll go into my arsenal and break out the MC swim baits, the little 3-inch and wind around. And Ultimate Tide is, you know, anywhere about a five foot tide swing in the morning when the winds are zero is pretty much a great pick. Sometimes if it's over 5 foot, that little half ounce one stay down, so put an ounce on it, you know, or go to swim baits, you know. If it's ripping, I'll go to like a 1 ounce swim bait.
Sounds like fun.
A 4 or 5 inch bait on there.
Does the shape of the lead head make any difference on the bait you're fishing?
I pour my own lead heads for the Gulp now, but I'm having a really hard time finding the exact same one that the one I really like one that I buy, you know? But it's a round bullet type lead.
Okay.
Yeah.
A round bullet. So like the old Scampi style.
Yeah, yes, right. That's
exactly.
What I'm thinking.
Wow. Yes.
You know what would work? I mean, just right here in the 20 seconds we've been talking about it, like a Ned style lead head.
Right.
Would probably kick butt.
Yeah, Ned. Okay. Yeah, but the only problem with the Ned, I mean, you got to have a pretty good hook in them. So.
Some do, though. I mean, some have a pretty decent hook. I mean.
Yeah. I have a bunch of lead, and I bought a little melter. And the reason why I did this is because the rock hard weights went up so much.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, I got all this. My dad, you know, before, when my dad passed away, me and my brother were cleaning out the backyard. Big giant pile of lead. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to start pouring all my own
stuff. There you go.
Boy, I'll tell you, being in the tackle store, lead is such a frustrating thing to sell.
Quadruple.
It is so much. And it's just, it's all California stuff. You know what I mean? It's the, I promise you, we're not getting rich selling sinkers. Like, and it costs us so much to buy because every piece of lead has to come wrapped in a piece of plastic. Right. And there has to be a lead warning label on it. And then there's all these taxes that they put on top of it because it's lead. And it's just, man, I hate it. I hate it because, you know, exactly like you described, Al, a guy wants to come in and fishing with his boys and they're gonna get, and his girls, and they're gonna do a family day at rock cod. And, you know, you know how it is. You lose sinkers, they go away, and you throw up 10 or 20 sinkers on the counter, and it's just, oh, man.
All right.
But with that in mind, like we were talking with Mary Lee yesterday from Fisherman's Processing, and shipping has tripled, right?
Yeah.
So try to take a shoebox of sinkers.
It's the most frustrating thing. Like,
we can leave it at that.
You get it in, you look at the invoice, you're like, man,
yeah.
I don't want, it's just like, how are we going to do this? You know, like you say, there's not much of an alternative.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
The only alternative is pour your own.
There you go.
There it is.
I mean, certain people won't do it, but, you know, I did it for years. I mean, what, $1.50 a weight I was paying that, but now it's, shit.
That $1.50 now
close
is.
Close to $6 for 8 cans.
Yeah, exactly.
Or 12.
That's it. You know, it's part of it. But you know what? Those fillets are worth having, man. That's for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, getting to his question, 5 foot, 4 to 3.5 to 5.5 foot incoming tide, no wind, Berkeley Gulp shrimp on a half ounce of lead head on a light line in the channels or on the channel edge. You can't go wrong.
You're getting
pretty much all year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good, Dale. Appreciate it very much. Hey, with that, Corey, it's time to find out what's going on. We got your saltwater guide standing by.
Hard hat ready. Here he is. And the catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. And as we heard yesterday, it's here. The all new, easier online system to book your processing for your long range trips, plus the addition of the all new members with the team. They'll continue to make Fisherman's Processing far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check them out at fishermansprocessing.com. And the man's on the line.
I got to see it happen yesterday. It was standing room only for the Dave Hansen seminar at the Fred Hall show. And, Ben, you were doing your thing up there yesterday, Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Al. Al, you got to call me after the show, okay, buddy?
All right, I sure will.
You better. It's all important.
Right.
Hey, gang, last
white,
night.
White bag and hard hat ready.
Yeah.
Last night was King of the Harbor, and Rick, your saltwater guide, placed second, and it was a 2 ounce difference.
What is King of the Harbor, Dave? I'm not familiar.
Oh, okay. They have a big tournament up here in the harbor, in Long Beach Harbor.
I gathered that, but a fish in, is it lobster? Is it
no, lobster.
Bass? Like, okay.
Lobster. The biggest three lobsters, and we had an 8 and 2 7.5. Well, you know, you got to go to the ounces. We had full limits last night, but we had 3, and we thought we were in. And
sure.
We were in. We lost by 2 ounces, so you can't get any closer. That's
wow.
About as close as you can get, 2 ounce difference in the thing. But if you guys have been watching, we do this hoop net thing every night live. We're doing 4.5 hours of it. It's pretty spectacular. We're getting 40,000-50,000 views a night. It's unbelievable. The lobster fishing in Long Beach Harbor is historical right now. We've never seen anything like this. When I started doing this in 2006, we never saw anything like what we're seeing right now. I don't know what, I can't explain why it's happening, but we'll take it. And like Brian Woolley said, it looks like Armageddon, the end of the world here, starting on Wednesday. But it's going to be great for hoop netting, so don't get discouraged, gang. It's going to be great for hoop netting. It's going to be great for what Al does fishing in the harbors, because yeah, it's going to affect the ocean like crazy. I mean, we can't even comprehend what's about to happen. 8 days of rain in a row in Southern California, that's it. We'll probably have to turn off we might get a sprinkle or two knowing the weatherman, but it looks pretty gnarly. But that being said, in between these storms, gang, the fishing has just been really, really good. Up in Santa Monica Bay, they're still catching trigger fish. Is that crazy? Trigger fish in the middle of winter in 58-degree water. Nothing makes sense anymore. There's a phenomenal amount of fish down below the border that are moving up the line. That fish will be here before April, I think, Al, Rick. That
yeah.
Stuff's coming. There's so much fish down below there. I talked to Connor on the showgun. He said there's so much fish down below there. It's just incredible. So I think we're in store for a phenomenal year, but we got this weather coming at the end of the week. Don't get discouraged, though, because the lobster fish is still good. You can still catch fish in the harbors. The number one thing is you got to go fishing. And we're under a whole other thing that Gundy was talking about. That'll be covered on some other shows. But they're trying to close the rest of Laguna. We don't really have any of it open, but they want the rest. It's pretty strange, but I think it goes right along lines with what we talk about every day. You got to get involved with CCA. That's all. You can't complain about it if you're not a part of CCA. So I'll be in the CCA booth today at the Bart Hall show. And come by, say hi to me, and then I'm speaking at 12 o'clock, and then again at 3 o'clock, and then we're going hoop netting again. So I'll see you guys today at the show, and if not, I'll see you on the hoop netting tonight. But somehow, some way, you'll see me.
Right. Well, great job. Congratulations on an amazing night of hooping, man. An 8 and a couple of big 7s. That's pretty impressive for a 3-fish tally. And nice job on second place. And, again, we'll look forward to seeing the seminar today. Dave, great job. Appreciate it very much. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right, you guys, thanks for letting me be on the show, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week.
See ya. You got it, buddy. Appreciate you. And, man, if you want to get in on that great information with FishDope.com, you can now save $30 off of a new membership to FishDope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase, no space, saves you $30. And, again, man, I sure appreciate Dave coming in with that great info. Man, that's some big bugs.
Dude, I don't know how he does a show all day and then lobster at night and back at the show and lobster again.
Yeah, let me tell you, chasing around those two little dudes. They're only chasing around one. You know, our other guys in the stroll, like, I was beat. I couldn't imagine going hooping last night. Like, I'll give it to you, Dave. That's something for sure.
Hats off.
Yep, no doubt. Well, the phone lines are packed up. Corey, let's jump back in.
Let's do it. How about Daniel? Daniel calling from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning.
Hey, Daniel.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing,
I just have a comment. I'm good, good. I was at the bar show yesterday. Boy, and I stopped at the Shimano booth. You guys got to go check out that new Talica, man. They're super nice reels.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah, man. I ended up buying one. I ended up buying the 12. I couldn't leave the show without buying one. Man, what a great reel. I recommend it for everybody who's looking for a new reel. Those new Talica, man, they're off the hook. Man, that was a really nice reel.
Stoked to hear, man.
Yeah, glad you found it. Glad you found a deal and got a deal online at the Power Pro booth. That looks like we might have dropped a call there. Well, anyways, congratulations and enjoy the new reel, man. That's awesome to hear. And that's exactly what the show is all about, isn't it? Going, checking out the new gear. Here it is at the booth. And then just, man, after a couple of walks back and forth, like, I got to have that thing.
Right?
And then away it goes. Well, congratulations, Daniel, and thanks so much for the call. Another good text come through from Brian in Harupa Valley. He says, I really like to bring my boat down to the bays. It's a long drive to come down for just a couple of days. Is there somewhere close to the bay that any of you guys recommend to bring a boat and trailer and stay for a couple of days, hotel-wise, boat launch, et cetera? That's from Brian in Harupa Valley.
Interesting. Good question.
That is an interesting question.
I don't have an answer for you, Brian. I mean,
I can't think. What?
Most of the hotel parking here is pretty tight.
You know, what I think I would do, Brian, is I would get one of the hotels on Shelter Island and, you know, stay at Humphreys or Bayview or one of those spots, and then at least you're across the street from boat and trailer parking. You know, might not be the single most convenient, but that would be an option.
Another cool way, Campland on the Bay.
That's a good call. Yep.
You know, I mean, if you're into, motorhome or that kind of thing.
That's Mission Bay, though.
It's Mission Bay, but they have a ramp right there.
Right.
You know, it's kind of private.
The other thing, you could probably talk to the hotel on Shelter Island and depending, what do you say? It was an 18-foot boat or something?
Yeah, he just mentioned that he likes fishing the bay, so probably a, probably not a huge boat.
Yeah, you could probably unhook, park it, and then park your car side by side. Just check with the hotel.
Here's another one that's a little more unorthodox, but man, a sneaker, great way to deal with your boat is join the San Diego Marlin Club. I mean, it's an inexpensive join for the year. It's a great club. You'll be a part of all the festivities that they do, but also there are several slips for members to use, and if you're from out of town, you can store your trailer on site at the club, and you can, reserve your spot to keep the boat there for a couple of days. It's going to cost you way less than anything else. You'd be a member of the club, and you can, be a nice little way to sneak in a few bay trips that way.
That sounds like an inside track right there, man. That's a good one.
There's definitely some opportunities for you, Brian, for sure. And then in terms of hotel, man, there's lots of great spots around here. That way, at least, so I think come on down, man. And like you say, San Diego Bay, we're so lucky being here in San Diego. We definitely take it, or at least I know that I take it for granted a little bit. Like, our bay fish is so different than all of the other bays around.
I agree with you.
Everything's available. Halibut.
It's dynamic.
Bay bass, spotties, and then all the cool stuff. The bonefish, the big sharks and rays, if you want to go target that. All the other weird, exotic stuff that, you hear guys catching in the bay. Like, it's cool. You know, things that swim in there that shouldn't be there. Jacks and things like that. It's pretty bitchin'.
And with all that being said, Rick, I mean, it's not just all of that. It's the abundance of it.
Totally.
Like, it's a huge natural bay that holds bait and all the fish come in. I mean, the mackerel and the bonito,
the right time
of the year, there's even legal barracuda in the bay,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, and there's some big old sea turtles in the back, too.
Totally. Huge ones.
Which very few know about, right?
Yeah, huge ones.
Yeah.
And, you know,
big green sea turtles.
Yeah, big ones.
You were talking about numbers fishing, too, where, you know, with the right tide and a boat, a guy is catching 100 fish or 120 fish, you don't even scoff at. You know, it's a common occurrence. Given the right tide and some biting fish, 100 fish days, never leaving the bay is plenty common on your rig.
Right, absolutely.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know what will happen a lot of times this time of the year, too, Rick and Al? I don't know if you've been out in the last couple months, but the bird schools that build up back there.
Yeah.
I got them lit up.
Yeah, the bird schools, and, you know, pull up on those bird schools and throw a little spoon.
You're right.
It's fun.
Just something in that 3-inch range.
Me and my dad used to go out and do it. And, you know, it happens different times of the year. You never know.
Yeah, it cycles.
But when there's a lot of chovy in the bay, that little micro stuff, they really get on that stuff. And just a little spoon. It's so much fun.
You get all kinds of cool stuff. You get needlefish back there. Like, yeah, all kinds of cool stuff.
And it might not be pelagic. It might not be mackerel. It might not be the bay bass that are chasing the chovy. But they're the ones that take advantage of it. I mean, I've seen the craziness of where the jacksmelt are the ones pushing and chasing the bait.
Really?
Yes, the jacksmelt that are 14-inch, you know. But it's the bay bass and the halibut that take advantage of it.
That's cool.
Right.
I love it. Man, well, you got me all fired up. We got to get a bay day in here.
Stand by. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. It's Let's Talk Hookup. When we come back, we've got calls, texts, and more. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have 3 great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. Growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
There are certain places on this earth that are very special, and I am blessed to have a fishing lodge in one of them. Hi, this is Valerie Hopebridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in Sandspit, Hideaway, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge embarking from the Sandspit Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure from our fully enclosed cabin boats, untouched, unspoiled fishing grounds, stunning scenery, to the delicious meals, personalized service received throughout your entire trip. We strive to make your adventure an experience that encompasses world-class fishing for Chinook salmon, halibut, lingcod, and so much more. Our goal is to connect you to nature through fishing, and that's just what we do at Queen Charlotte Safaris. You will be greeted warmly and welcomed at our well-appointed lodge. We'll receive you as friends and send you off as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family for many years to come. You will come for the fishing. You will come back for the memories. Give us a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or on our website, qcsafaris.com.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water. water.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, talking fishing, talking good times, and we're talking that the whole break, talking that fun bay fishing, man.
God, there's nothing like it. It's right? So cool. And, like, the best part is you can do it all the time. Right today. Right. We go right now and find some rad fishing in San Diego Bay.
Beautiful weather and having nothing but good times. And good. If you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app, only done through the app, and it's a super easy free download. And you'll see it right there. It says text the show.
That's it, man. Well, let's jump back into the phones. A couple of very patient callers. Again, just like Corey said, 213-432-1090. You're shot at $100 off any trip on the Riviera with Captain Al.
Yeah, whether you want to go fish the bay, the kelp, offshore, whatever you want to do on the Riviera. And Jim from National City. Good morning, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, Captain Al. Well, I heard you on the show today, and first thing came to my mind is your father, of course, the passing of your dad here, but a couple of years ago. But what a great sportsman your dad was. You know, he later in life he had trouble doing it, but he loved that duck hunting and dove hunting down at the Salton Sea. You guys had a set up down there for many years for duck hunting. But anyway, get away from that. Anyway, I miss your father, Al. But
yeah, me too.
Of course, he was my neighbor. Yeah, he was my neighbor for years, you know. But anyway, I got an 11-year-old granddaughter, and when I go fishing nowadays, it's not so much about me, it's about her, because she'll tell me that every time. You know, you got to take me, Grandpa.
Yeah, but that's, well, that's cool. The truth.
That's cool. Yeah. But anyway, right now, I don't know, what kind of trip? I heard you talk before that you take your grandson on all kinds of your trips, offshore, inshore, lake fishing. And I'll tell you, Al, you are a great fisherman. You know, you left that construction job where you were superintendent and to take up fishing, and you really found your niche, man. I mean, you've taken off with this captain and all these boats, and you've just done a great job. But anyway, what kind of trip, if I was going to go in the next month, should I take my granddaughter on one of your boats, Al?
If you want to meat hunt, and how old is she?
11.
11. Three-quarter day island or a bay trip. If you just want to go out in the bay and have fun and catch the light line tackle stuff, you do the bay. Or I got some areas that are biting at the islands. If you want to put her on some link cod and some reds and stuff, you do a three-quarter day island trip.
The beauty of bringing your 11-year-old or any female that's getting used to fishing or whatever, going fishing with you on the Riviera, is it's comfortable. And there's a bathroom, right, and everything else. You know, like, you just, even on the bay trip on the Riviera, you take all of that stuff that, you know, makes a lady's day on the water a little more difficult and throw it up. You know, you've got a beautiful boat with a nice head and everything else, like a couch to go sit on if you need to rest. Like, it's a nice rig for it.
Yeah, we put those new QSB Cummins 420s in that thing, and then zero smoke. To you. That's a big deal.
Sure.
There's no smoke on that boat.
Yeah.
And they're quiet. And when we run 16 to 19 knots. Oh, we're not doing 10
man.
Knots.
Man, that sounds great, man. How cool. Well, Jim, I hope you have a great time with your granddaughter and you guys get on lots of fish, man. I think it's an excellent call. And again, you know, it's such a value. You get a group of people together to share the cost, and you're virtually not spending any more than you would be doing any other type of an open party trip. Well, Jim, appreciate the phone call and the support and all the nice words. Another great text came through. Says, good morning, guys. Great show. My bass fishing uncle from Montana is coming to San Diego this summer. Is there a month that's better to target bonefish? You guys got me totally fired up. I want to book a trip. That's from Alex in Pasadena.
Hey, Alex. September, well, August and September is a great month. It's probably the best month for the bonefish.
With that warm water.
With the warmer water.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, it'd be kind of a neat thing, right? Somebody from a different part of the country and has heard of bonefish, and like we were talking about earlier, thinking Belize or Costa Rica or somewhere exotic.
Yeah, right. Totally. Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Right. And actually, you know, anywhere, it depends on the weather cycle this year, but end of June through September is good.
There it is. Appreciate the call very much. Why don't we jump into him, Corey?
How about Jerry? Jerry calling from Dana Point. Good morning, Jerry. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
What's up, Jerry?
Good morning, guys. I thought that I'd give you a tip so far as, like, weights, stuff like that for rock cut fishing.
Yeah.
What I used to do is that I would lounge around building sites where they were doing cement, and they'd have a lot of the metal rebars. And what you could do is that just weigh them out, and then you can wire them together, or just take the one single one if it's a really big and thick, and then put a wire on it, throw a swivel on the end of it, and you got yourself like a good anywhere from 1 pound all the way out to like 10 pound weight.
There you go.
Doesn't cost you anything.
My dad used to weld it.
You scrounged it.
Just make sure you keep those things in a bucket or something like that, because, man, you want to talk about something that'll just get rusty and leave marks on the boat is that rebar in a little bit of salt water can just get, man, it can get nasty.
And the gel coat just absorbs it, like, loves it.
Yeah.
Not only that, the clients like to swing their fish in and the weight hits the side of the way. We're all over them about it, but you can't imagine a big
one. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, Jerry. I'm with you. I think it's a great tip and an excellent way to get it down and save a few bucks. But, use with caution. Either rattle can that thing up and, you know, get some paint on it just to keep it from going on you right away, or make sure you have a bucket that they're always in, because that can be a orange rusty mess. You drop those things one or two times and then have them rolling around on the deck. But a great tip, and we sure appreciate it. Hey, I had another fun text come through from John, who's calling us from Mira Mesa. Says, Cap, now, after a great phone conversation with you, I gave the info to my cousin and later learned that he booked a trip for him and his family on the Riviera in June. Now, my question regarding bonefish, my personal best is a 19-incher, but most of the fish that I've caught are 12 to 14-inch range. How big do they get? What's the biggest one you've ever seen caught, and what's the best time of year to catch a big one?
The biggest bonefish I've seen is probably 15, 16 inches.
Okay.
You know? That's a big one. But the average that he mentioned is pretty much average, 12 to 14 inches.
Which is still a decent one, inches is a good one.
Right, big
really good
one. We caught it on bait when we were fishing for some bait sharks.
There it is, funny.
But, the best time of year is July on.
Just those warmer waters.
Right, right.
And I think it's something that, important to mention, too, that, you know, if somebody wants to go out and target them and they're doing their own boat and we're getting them all fired up, right, to go do it on their own.
Right.
If they're using bait, circle hooks, the really thin wire Gamakatsu circle hooks are a good one. And the reason I mention that is you don't want them swallowing it. The bonefish don't like to be handled.
Right. They're very, very jealous.
Fragile. Right. And they freak out. They just don't like to be in a net. They don't like to be in your hand.
And they're not easy to hang on to were doing it, meaning they're probably going to squirt out, and then they'll be on the boat, and then you're grabbing
scales
them again, and somebody else is trying to grab them, and then, you know.
The best thing to do is I have the client hold them by the hook. I'll grab a pair of pliers and grab the hook real quick if they want to take a picture, and then just send it over the side and kind of take the hook off of the pliers, because they are very delicate, and the worst thing to see is a bonefish not swimming away because the jib's too long taking pictures.
As much as you think an angler is, you can handle a fish so easily, bonefish are the worst.
They're like a barracuda slime.
But on top of that, as you're trying to gingerly handle them, scales are flying. And
totally.
So that circle hook, if you're using some type of bait, the circle hook, thin wire Gamakatsu, like Al's mentioning, you can handle it with the pliers.
Right.
The hook never goes deep. You never have to touch them, very minimal, and with the pliers, you shake them off. And it's just, I thought I'd mention it.
I dig it. That's good info. Well, Corey, this next text came from you. This was from Russell in Huntington Beach, and says, Corey, how heavy of a lead head should we be fishing on that slug if we're trying to target lingcod?
Oh, man. Well, the lighter the better. Mm-hmm. I mean, Al can probably, you know, I mean, the heavier you go, the less action you're going to get, right? So if you're fishing with Al in 120 feet of water, then I would say try to get away with 3 ounce, 4 ounce,
Right. It all depends on current and conditions.
That's true, too. Yeah. But so you might have to go to six, but if you do, you're going to not extremely minimize the action, but...
But the lighter the better.
The lighter the better, yeah.
And, you know, if you're wanting to, to have fun, you know, fish a rig that's got straight spectra and maybe use a little bit skinnier spectra that's going to have less drag getting down to the water. You know, you skinny up your spectra some and you can get down with less sinker.
And with that being mentioned, first thing that comes to mind, you could use 30-pound braid,
right.
Power probe, but use a 50 or 60-pound short piece of fluoro.
Right.
Yeah.
When I'm cod fishing, it's 50 minimum.
For leader.
Always. You never know.
For leader, yeah.
Some years you're rock cod fishing and big old 25-pound yellows still come through.
Right. The yellows?
And grab that thing.
I couldn't imagine. We were talking angel shark with teeth down to the gullet.
Hate those things, man.
Right? But a ling cod, a 25, 30-pounder, dude, those teeth are no joke. And talk about teeth to the gullet.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. The heavy leader is important.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, 213-432-1090, open right now. Let's jump back on the phones. Corey?
Jerry? I think we did Jerry.
We grabbed Jerry. All right, no worries. Well, how about we grab another text before we get the next phone call? This one was from Sammy in Chula Vista. Says, I got a question about Tranx 500. I've got a 9-foot CalStar jig stick and looking for a recommendation on whether to go with the HG or the PG and hoping to explain the difference. And so the difference in those two reels, the HG and the PG, is about gear ratio. HG is the high gear, PG is the lower gear. PG is a 4 and change, basically a 5-to-1 reel. It might be 4 and high change or right at 5-to-1. And then the high gear, which is a 6-to-1 reel. And for most everything you're likely going to be doing, Sammy, I would recommend getting the HG. The PG does have some merits, and there is a few times when it's worth using. I own a couple of Tranx 500s, and there's only one time that we like the PG, and that's for popper fishing. Big bluefin.
Is it for when you're working the popper or more so fighting?
It's more so fighting the fish.
Okay.
You know, popper, you don't have to, you know, you're imparting most all the action in the rod tip and you're just using the reel to pick up the slack. And although the low gear ratio is still a little bit, you know, when you get used to the high gear ratio, you're turning the handle twice as fast to recover the same amount of line, but it's no big deal because you're sweeping the rod and you're just picking the slack up with it. And then when you're fighting the fish, it's just so much, you know, your gear ratio is better. You have more torque with that lower gear ratio. Much easier to turn the handle is what I'm trying to say.
With that exact mention, that's where I found the high gear when I was at Queen Charlotte with the lingcod. Mm-hmm. The bites were coming so abundant, Al. It was so crazy. When you would come tight with a 25 or 30-pound ling, you couldn't get a wind on them. Like, it was literally, it was a struggle and battle to get a turn on the darn handle, right?
Sure.
Because there's no given, I mean, you're...
Yeah, you're direct.
Like, seriously direct. And the low gear ratio would have come in handy at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
The second one I'm going to buy is still going to be high gear.
Yeah, the same. You know, he mentioned that it's going on a 9-foot CalStar jig stick. And when that reel first came out and the first, you know, samples were floating around, the first one I got my hands on was that. It was the PG, the slow gear ratio one. And I remembered, you know, which is funny, because if you think about it in the day, and Danny Wade preaches this all the time, like, all of our surface irons, you know, when they were created, they were based off of Penn 500 reels and 4-to-1 gear ratios. I realize that is the case. But I can't slow down. You know, I'm sorry. My handle, my arm is used to turning 6-to-1 Trinidads and going back down to that slow gear. I felt like I was winding three times as fast as I normally was to make the lure swim. My gut tells me, Sammy, you're going to be a lot happier with the faster gear ratio than you are with the slower. But you know, again, that's my take on it. And you know, there's always a reason for both. But I think you'll be happier with the faster.
Are you more in the low gearing or high gear?
I like high gear, you know, but yeah, it's nice to have on those two speeds have both.
No, that's true. Yeah, with a two speed for sure.
That is one thing that we kind of glossed over but didn't really talk about, and that is when you're going on the Riviera, you supply all of the fishing tackle. And right. I mean, that boat's set up for whatever you're going to be doing, whether it's kelp patty, yellowtail, you know, smaller tuna grade fishing, all the way up to big fish. You've got everything covered on that boat.
Yeah, we, you know, a bunch of different spinning rods for the people that can't cast the bait casters, especially like when you're fishing foamers and stuff, you know, surface iron yellowtail, mm-hmm. you know, all the way down. Yeah, all the way up to 80 wide Akuma. Most of it's Akuma. I mixed in some pin stuff this year.
Mm-hmm.
one tip I'd like to give everybody, and I'm sure you're aware of this, but like for the 25 pound, the 35 pound tuna, you want that bait to swim real quick. So we're using these little 15s, right? And with 40 pound braid and like a 20 pound top shot with a real light spool, and those things get bit more than any reel on the boat when that predicament comes.
When that scenario presents itself.
Right.
Yeah, you're skinnying down the line.
Star drag reel.
There's less drag for the fish to pull through the water, and a star drag reel is just the spool running on bearings. There's no added spool weight there, so everything light and tight and right.
Right. It's crazy. I mean, the spool will be all fired up, and one guy will grab a bigger rod, and the other guy will grab the little reel, and that little reel, that bait just, you know, hauls butt and gets bit.
There you go. I like it. Hey, another great text came through. This one says, great show, guys. Captain Al, you talked about using a Carolina rig for halibut. I'm curious what type of hook you prefer, circle versus J-hook. Also, what size, and how does that change with the trap rig? That's from Brian in San Diego.
Doesn't really change with the trap rig, but a circle hook? I like to use a circle hook and match it to the bait. You know, you got a big old mackerel, you want a bigger hook. If you got a regular size sardine, you definitely want a smaller hook.
Okay. And with the trap rig, are you tying a separate piece of line? Are you snelling one hook to the main line, or how do you like to tie your
tying
trap rig
a separate
on?
Piece of line mm-hmm. to the treble hook? You know, back when I used to start first doing that stuff, I could never really visually say, oh, this looks great. But you know what? It works. You know, it doesn't have to look great because they bite it.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true.
They just do, right?
That's good info. And there, yet another thing, different from the ling cod, Corey, and especially important to really scale down lead head size, but that like five inch slug on a light lead head, like a half ounce lead head or 3/8 lead head, another bay killer for halibut.
A really good one, actually. Yeah. I mean, that, you know, if you're talking like 15, 18 feet of water, it's shallow too, but that it just comes to mind. 15 feet, 25, like in that zone with a half ounce. Just like we were talking about the lean cod, it's super erratic, it drives them nuts, and you do it in a smelty color, you know, it gets bit well.
I really
super
like that.
Well. And I've talked about it before, but it's kind of funny. We can laugh about it. That 8-inch slug, and I know Rick knows where I'm going with this, that 8-inch slug I actually made for fishing the bay. I know it's known for fishing calicos, right? And we're talking ling cod. I actually made that for fishing the bay and halibut. And because the 5-inch was getting bit so well, I wanted to weed out the spotted bay bass.
To keep the spotties off.
To try to catch the halibut. And believe it or not, it was the complete opposite. I had...
Come on.
Seriously, so many spotties hit that thing because they're so used to seeing jack smelt swim around.
Right.
But as you know, Al, and the jack smelt don't always want to swim to the bottom.
Right.
They know to stay away from that part of the water column.
Right.
They stay in the upper or mid or upper water column. And when one does drop down, it's usually going to get hammered. And the spotties hit that thing, seriously, like they want to kill it. They're not little taps.
So you're fishing that thing on a lead head?
On a super light, like in that, where you're talking about 12 feet of water,
right,
on a half-ounce lead head.
Right.
super light.
Yeah, with, compared to the bait is nothing. You know what I mean?
Like, right. Yeah, exactly. And that thing darts around.
That makes it so, it looks like it's alive. Slack line, couple of pops of the rod tip, and that thing is just fighting its own direction every time.
If your idea is to go get a 12 to 20-pound halibut in the back bay, which is totally doable,
right,
and you focused with that scenario we just presented, you're going to get one.
That's cool.
I promise you.
It's going to rip the rod out of your arm, out of your sockets.
No, it actually doesn't. You go to let it sink.
I guess a bite on the sink, you're right. Like
And the bite comes so, it comes so violent, you just inhale it, that you're on. Like, it's just...
But they're biting it in a slack fall.
Yes.
I think, gotcha. Okay.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. You're getting me
ready
going.
To go, man.
I'm ready.
Well, let's go. Let's go. Let's go do it. Somebody's getting $100 right now to go fishing with him, man. If that's me, then it's on.
And we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won that on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, U-Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and Benjamin's got the honors of flipping the coin.
So flip the coin and let it fall on the table so we can hear what happened. Ba-boom. Okay.
Oh, there it is.
With
caller.
A caller today.
And congratulations to Hills. Hills calling from Ventura.
Hills, congratulations, man. You're going to have a great time coming down fishing with Captain Al. Man, the problem you got to figure out now is what you want to do. You got your option, half day, bay trip. There's all this talk about bonefish and spotties, but obviously the great bluefin and everything has been going down. If somebody wants to come fishing, get in on all the fun, book a trip, how do we do it, Captain Al?
Easiest way is go to my website, CaptainClowers.com, click book now, or call me direct at 619-800-FISH.
You do an awesome job. Really appreciate you and Benjamin coming in, hanging out, talking fishing with us. So great your take on everything, and so free-flowing with the info for our guys. We appreciate it. Man, let's not wait this long. Come back.
Right.
Man, we had a great time. That was awesome, Al.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it. appreciate having you
in
here.
Guys.
Thank you again. Hey, we appreciate you coming next weekend. Another couple of great shows coming your way. Next Saturday, Captain Brandon, Wes, and Jake from Bite Sport Fishing. And next Sunday, Cal and Eric from Cal's Custom Built Reels. We got a lot of great stuff coming your way. More great info. We're looking forward to having Pete coming back. Big thanks to Corey. Big thanks to Adam, as well as JP and Christian for keeping us on the air. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way next weekend on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio AM at Let's Talk Hookup app.